I was approached by the producer, and I was on a business trip to Johannesburg, and on my way back from Lanseria, the producer came and made a quick turn at the airport, and we sat down for an hour, and I must have come quite recommended because, you know, he was quite keen, and because I'm in the industry of event management and bringing magic to corporate clients, and also recommended by some of my peers, the older gladiators. It was quite a fix, and we met there, and now we're meeting for the second time. He's in Cape Town. So they approached me to be part of the management team, and to also, because of my past experience with the 1990s international show that I did, and also the local shows I did for 5 years, to be a mentor to the new gladiators, and to just help them and just be there for them, because they don't know what's in store for them. So yes, it was quite a privilege to be approached.
So, Shannon, you brought your old leotard from your days as a gladiator. Producer Phil is proudly wearing it at the moment, which I don't know if we should post these pictures on socials. It's quite something to behold.
Can we qualify here? He's wearing his clothes underneath it. So don't worry. It's not traumatizing us in the studio at the moment.
Kind of looks like a bad superhero. But are you going to be putting that leotard on at all? Or are you going to stay kind of behind the scenes as a mentor? But are we going to see Tusk back in the leotard is what I want to know.
Well, having a look at Phil, it's going to be difficult to get that off him.
He's going to have to peel it off.
Yeah, no, listen, that's about 25 years old, Phil. Please just take care of it.
As a gladiator, you were known as Tusk. How did you come up with the name Tusk?
You know, that's a good question. And I was chatting to the producer early on, and I was like, do the gladiators get their own name? Because mine was given to me.
Oh.
Now, you had Giant, you had Granite, Spider. Now, it's easy to play those characters.
Yeah.
They gave me Tusk, and I was like, Olifantant. How do I play a tooth? Can I be a tooth fairy, gladiator, Tusk? I was like... And, you know, and I stumbled in the beginning, and I became a bit aggressive, and Granite says, hey, that's my role. I stepped on some spider webs, and Spider was like, hey, that's me. And then I was going Vult, and Vildebeer said, hey, you know, so it was difficult for me in the beginning. But then I got to embody the elephant. Mm. So the elephant and the tusk goes hand in hand.
Right.
The one can't survive or do without the other. So, you know, then the things of, you know, leadership, direction, stability, calm,
I see.
You know, family, all those things came into play, and I was like, okay, that sounds like me. So, you know, it's not just the whole elephant, it's the tusk and the elephant combined.